Displaying several pieces of equipment from a snowplow truck to snowmobiles and ATVs, Erie County officials say the snow expected to gather in western New York is significant but not extraordinary. What concerns them is the dangerously cold weather expected on Sunday, when wind chills will dip into negative teen temperatures. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars.
Whenever people go out into dangerous situations, they not only put themselves at risk, they put first responders and others at risk. And that was a big problem during Winter Storm Knife is the conditions were so bad when people were calling us saying, I'm stuck. They didn't even know where they were. We couldn't send anybody out because it was too dangerous at times to send people out. When we finally did send them out, we didn't know where they were. So if you can avoid being out in dangerous situations, in cold situations, we ask that. I mean, I know it's pretty cold right now, and it's nowhere near as cold as it's going to be on Sunday.
Public works leaders advise caution if you need to travel in the colder weather because road salts lose effectiveness at lower temperatures. Deputy Commissioner Charlie Sickler explains how they'll treat roads, especially south of Buffalo.
This is basically new. If you have some initially for those two initial events outcome that we've gone through, so it's fresh snow down the southern tier, or fresh salt, I'm sorry. Down the southern tier, we mix sand and grit with it, so it's a blended mixture, but it's all fresh, ready, and stacked.
Officials will be looking out for local homeless and getting them off the streets into shelters. As for the majority of the public, officials advise them to stay in. The county executive even offered his own spin on former Buffalo Mayor James Griffin's famous grab a six-pack line from the blizzard of 1985, recalling a bygone era of the so-called OV splits, a bucket filled with beer bottles. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.